Jesus is the true son, the second in the Trinity. I know you feeling him. 500 days left into the new millennium. You hearing them trumpet sign? It's got cracks. The last, the first, the last. It won't pass. So don't be cold slipping, brother. Don't be tripping, brother. Cause when I see him, I'm giving
where we go. They say we move too much, do too much. If you step against us, then you lose too much. Ain't no stopping what we doing when the spirit is moving. Don't be hating what I'm doing. I'm the vessel he's using. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me. They try to shake me. They try to buzz me. But they can't break me. Cause I'm down with Christ. Dog child, a new nation. And we feel alright. Well, alright.
Yes,
what
the last gonna say, say, woo, woo. Come on. What the last gonna say, say, woo, woo.
Come on.
What the last gonna say, say, woo, woo.
Come on.
What the last gonna say, say, woo, woo.
Come on.
What the last gonna say, say, woo, woo.
Come on.
What the last gonna say, say, woo, woo.
Come on.
What the last gonna say, say, woo, woo.
Come on.
Welcome to a special edition of Headlines and Headaches. This is The Revolution by Kirk Franklin, not The Ordinary. This is America by Childish Gambino coming. This is still Headlines and Headaches. This is April 16th, 2020, the day after your taxes were supposed to be filed occasionally, but it was extended to May, May 15th, 2021. This is April 16th, 2021, Friday. A little bit chilly in the city of Cleveland, but I got one of the hottest pastors in the building right about now. Yes, we are going, we are preaching today. This is the Headlines and Headaches. The Sure House Baptist Church has taken over the Headlines and Headaches wave right now. So right now I'm going to introduce my pastor, the pastor of Sure House Baptist Church, Pastor Aaron, Dr. Reverend Aaron Phillips in the building. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing just great. Great to be with you. Oh, man. Boy, you got it all together. Brother Larry Gardner, one of our distinguished members of our church. I'm telling you right now, I'm taking that music. I'm putting that on on W90. What we got right now, I got Waging War. I'm going to change it next week. You're going to hear that revolution, Brother Porter. I'm going to tell them where I got it from one time, and that's it. That's right. I'll tell you. You take that, Brother Porter. That was all right. Revolution. Y'all got to listen to that. Hey, Sister Bertha, good to see you. Joanne Williams, thank y'all for being on. I'm in a studio. You know, we used to do our broadcast. I was sharing with Brother Porter, and Larry knows this. We used to do our broadcast in the studio, but all I do is call in from home now. And that's not even interesting. I'm going to put that on Facebook. So it is really great to actually be in a studio again. I'm fully vaccinated. Got both my shots. I got the Moderna. I don't have blood clots. I didn't do Johnson. I got the Moderna. And so I'm glad to be in the studio with my dear brother Larry and brother Porter.
All right, that's what's up. So 216-772-0500 is the number to call in. By the way, Headlines, Headaches, and Voice of Radio has been sponsored by the Adams Board of Greater Cleveland, along with Ohio City Barbecue, where you get all the barbecue stuff like that. So shout out to Cher, Gibson, Dr. Richard Montgomery, the Honorable Lisa Forbes, Judge Lisa Forbes. So shout out to everybody. And we had distinguished guests in here. And I like to, first of all, I'd like to thank Pastor Phillips for bringing some of these people to my attention.
Judge Forbes, good to have you watching. Always good to see her. I'll tell you what, she is a fantastic person and is doing an excellent job on the bench. And we couldn't ask for a better person.
Exactly.
And we thank God for her and for her leadership. I love her energy and her personality. And I got to be out there with her on the front lines of the of freedom during the last election and really got to know her. She's a wonderful person. And I thank you for even tuning in and being a part of our community, Judge Forbes. God bless you.
God bless you, Judge Forbes. So, we want to talk about one of the biggest issues was the coronavirus that not only held church service in check, you had to go virtual just like everybody else, but the pandemic, which pretty much held everybody at home. Now, we want to talk about the vaccine. So what is it about the vaccine that you want to talk about? How can people get it? And where are the main sources where I can get it from?
Well, just let me remind everybody, most folks who are watching, but I know you have millions of listeners. Not only am I the senior pastor of Sure House Baptist Church here in Cleveland, Ohio, located 113 18 Miles Avenue, best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And we're also on Facebook Live at 9, and we're going to have you have to come and sing this Sunday, Brother Larry. I want you singing this Sunday.
Okay.
All right, but I also have the distinguished honor and pleasure, Brother Larry, and you work with me in so many capacities. That's why we're so glad to have you be one of our distinguished members of our congregation. But I actually met Larry on the battlefield, the war battlefields, mm-hmm. and I am the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, and that is an amalgamation of all the African-American clergy groups here in our great and greater Cleveland area. And we are we have launched and a program. We want people to get the shot. That's what we're calling it, take the shot. And we're going to, we've been signing up people. We took them down to the Woolstein Center in our vans. We've been doing that, and we've been advocating to have center sites right in our community at local churches. This coming Sunday, mm-hmm. Brother Larry, we're going to be at Temple Baptist Church, was going to be giving out the vaccine. You can still call the coalition number, 216-333-1827. If you need to be vaccinated this Sunday from 1 to 4, Temple Baptist Church, 1846 Noble Road, where their distinguished pastor is Reverend Dr. Cedric Veal. And we'll be there with him from 1 to 4, Temple Baptist Church. And so we said, you know, one thing that we like to say, Larry, when the Cleveland Clergy Coalition and Pastor Phillips say we're going to do something, we're going to do just
right,
that.
Right.
And so we advocated to get the vaccine here and to get it in our churches. So we're doing that. We have several churches. That Temple is one on the 22nd. We're going to be at Second Ebenezer Baptist Church, 1881 East 71st Street. We're going to be there with Pastor A.L. Owens. It's the pastor there. It's where we do many of our events that the coalition does there. They have a very large facility. We're going to be administrating vaccinations there from 10 to 3 on the Thursday, April 22nd, 10 to 3. So we'll be there. Well, and we're taking numbers for that, 216-333-1827. So those are the things that we're pushing. We're always taking folks to the Woolstein Center and these other posts. We're going to be taking people to Southgate now as well. We want to make sure our community gets the proper information to take the vaccine. Now, you know what else we're going to do?
What's that?
Larry, out of the great mind of Reverend Dr. D.T. Cavanaugh, they said, Phillips, we need to have a march for taking the vaccine. So we're having a demonstration for the vaccination. Demonstration for the vaccination march, April 24th. That's next Saturday from at 12 o'clock. We're going to march from 105 and Superior, walk right down to East Tacoma Avenue, which is also E.T. Cavanaugh's Way. Right in front of Great Abyssinia, we're going to get on those steps, and then we're going to have people speaking about the shot. We have a dear brother, beloved, Jay the Gospel Kid, who you know, Larry,
yes.
Who was recovered from having COVID on Easter of last year. And they had left him for dead. Now, could you imagine what our community would be like if we would have lost Jay the Gospel Kid? But God not only recovered him from COVID, healed him from COVID, but he also has now been doubly vaccinated. He's going to be there. He's going to talk about the importance of us taking the vaccine. We want our community to know, get the vaccine, take the shot. So we're going to march. We're going to have folks. We're going to have a marching band. We're going to have a banner. We're going to have some hot dogs and soda pop to give away at the end of the march. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have a festival right in the midst of COVID. That's right. Right in the midst of COVID. We're going to say, COVID, get out of here. You don't have no business being here. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And we're taking the vaccine. Get the shot. Take the shot is the demonstration for the vaccination. If you want to get involved, you can call the coalition number 216-88, that's my number, 216-333-1827. But everybody in Cleveland has my number. You can have it too, 216-889-7844. My voicemail may be full, but I return every call.
Yes,
all right, I return every. If you call me, I'm calling you back. And I don't tell you when I'm going to call you back, but I'm going to call you back. So I really appreciate you allowing us to come here and talk about that demonstration for the vaccination next Saturday, Brother Larry, next Saturday.
April 24th.
April 24th. So put it on your Facebook. You just see posting on our page, on our Facebook page. You can go to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition Facebook page or our website. You'll see that posting. You don't have to call to come. You can just show up. We don't mind. We'll have some mass for you. You can just show up and march with us hand in hand. We're going to be, if we can march against police brutality, which we should, if we can march to make sure these voting laws are not hinder and harm our community, which we should, we ought to absolutely be marching to take the vaccine. This demonstration for the vaccination.
A demonstration for the vaccination. That's April 24th, starting at 105 in Superior, in front of Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church.
We're going to go right in front of there, right in front of Dr. E.T. Kavanagh's Way. Reverend Kavanagh's been there almost 60 years. He really owns the whole block. Not just on that street, he owned the block, if you just know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're going to be there. He's so gracious and kind. Let us come there. And we want to. And listen, there's a lot of things going on that day, but you want to make sure you're a part of this. All our elected officials are going to be there. But forget that. We need you to be there. Larry, I need you to be there. Voice of Radio, Black Man's Army, Art McCoy. I need all my peoples. We need to tell folks, get the shot. Take the shot. I've been twice vaccinated. I took the Moderna, and I'm just fine. I'm going to see my family. I was hoping my grandson to be here. Since he didn't make it, I'm going to get him. But I'll tell you what, a demonstration for the vaccination.
Demonstration for the vaccination. Now, like the people that are wary about taking the vaccination, you know who I'm talking about. Stay woke folks, you know, that sometimes don't come to church or do. You know,
I understand.
So what do you tell those people that are, I don't want to take nothing that's going to, like, it's a, how can I put it to you like this? That the government is tracking me through the vaccination. What do you tell them?
Well, you know, thank God for these young people. We know, God knows we need young people, but we need young people to be intelligent. So let me just give you something really simple. Brother Porter, you know what I'm talking about. You got to keep stuff simple, right, for folk, no matter how old or young you are. Just make keep it real simple. Check this out, Brother Porter. If white people are coming to the hood to come get the vaccination, you are crazy not to be vaccinated. White folks coming to East 55th. White people coming to Eddie Road. White folk coming. The white folks are taking it. Don't let them white folk fool you. They don't want you to take it. Be really awoke. They don't want you to take it. They want you dead. Mm. So if anything white folk are running to get, you woke folk, be all the way. Wake all the way up. Don't just wake up for breakfast. Wake up for lunch and dinner, too. Wake all the way up.
See?
Then yeah. White folk get it. And I'm gonna. You know what I tell folk, Larry? What we ought to tell them?
Go ahead.
We ought to tell them folk. You know, this is what we tell them folk like that. We ought to tell them, black people can't take the shot. Then they will want to get the shot. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
If we would tell them they couldn't take it, they would be fighting to take it. Because, you know, they like to ride and fight. Ride and fight for taking the shot. Let's take the shot. Just be smart. Just because you woke don't mean you smart. You know, smart people listen to old folk. You know what helps me to be smart? Because I got old people in my life that gives me wisdom.
Okay.
There's nothing like the good old-fashioned wisdom. I don't even like them. I don't even like being old, but I am. They tell the folk always call me, hey, OG. What does that mean? When did I become old? Gee. But I tell you, we got to be smart enough to know if white folks want it, then we ought to really be running to get it.
Right. You know what? I'm glad you said it, because every time I say it, I'm looked at as the bad guy. So I'm glad a pastor said it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm because I'm looked at as the bad guy, so now I have backup. That's
right.
Why I'm here.
You got backup. But that's why we got to get them the streets to tell these folks, take the shot. Take the shot. Listen. This is not a black or white issue, and it's certainly not just a church only issue. We want you to take it if you are Muslim. We want you to take it. We don't care what denomination you are. We want you to take it if you're an atheist. We want you to take it if you believe the lie that they told you on PBS that Black Lives Matter is a new church. That's a lie. But if you believe that lie, we still want you to take the shot. Take the shot. We don't care who you are. take the shot. We need our community to be safe, and we need our community to be smart, and let's get vaccinated so we can all be safe and have a healthy community. It is imperative. It's an incumbent upon us. You don't have to come to church, but we want you to take the shot. This is for saints and sinners. You know what? This is why I want to just reiterate this one thing, that every now and then, Larry, you know, we like to go out. I like to go out to different restaurants and stuff. And this particular virus has hurt the devil and the Lord. The church and the bar was closed.
Right.
I wish I had some help right there. The bar. You may not go to church, but you show at the bar. And the bar got closed. So, you know, this coronavirus is a real thing. If they're going to close the liquor store, y'all know they closed the liquor store. Y'all forgot about that. Y'all forgot when we couldn't go to our watering holes. They opened them back up now. But just remember this time last year, Larry, the bars, they wasn't open till 11. They was closed. They were so closed, you were standing in liquor store lines and making up parties at your house because the coronavirus shut down the devil and the Lord's business. This is a real thing. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody chump you out. Don't let nobody think that you're intelligent by not taking the shot. Take the shot. We need to get back. That's why April 24th, Saturday, we're going to march and tell folks the same thing.
So that's April 24th from 1 to 4, correct?
No, noon. Noon. We're going to be there at noon.
High noon.
We're going to have them hot dogs that taste like steak. You know how Louis Moore gets them hot dogs and make them taste like a T-bone steak. Right. We're going to have them, just like we were doing, souls to the polls. That's what we're doing.
Okay. So, you, along other things with that, and you said the elected officials are going to be out there. How do you feel about, and the thing about it is always controversy as far as, you know, voting and the church being involved in some of the, like, how do you feel about the church being involved in the voting process and candidates coming to church?
Well, Brother Porter, Larry really loves his pastor. You couldn't give me an easier softball question than that. That's the one I'm going to just hit that. Larry, I love you. Let me just tell you, there has been no movement in the black community among black people without the church. Then when slavery was here, it was the church that developed the Underground Railroad. I wish I had a witness in here. When there was time for when Jim Crowism was killing and choking the necks of black folks in the South, it was the church that led the boycott in Alabama, in Selma, Alabama, where Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King led a 3-year bus boycott. They did not get on the bus. They walked to work, or they had cars to drive. They had a whole system that was all organized in the basement of churches. And out of that movement grew the SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the first civil rights organization led by Dr. King, and then also the NAACP, the National Advancement of Colored People, grew out of the basement of churches. Urban League, all of these OIC, some of the folks don't even know about these other organizations that was there during the civil rights movement that was all led by and through the church. The church has always, the black church, has always been on the cutting edge of transformation in our community. I'll talk to you some more about it after this break.
All right, after the break. This is Mary. Mary, get up. I think we just got up. Pastor Phillips, Surehouse Baptist Church. We preaching today on a Friday. This should be called Good Friday on Headlines NH. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lillian Piles.
And I'm Harry Boomer.
Join us every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be covering all aspects of theater, film, and the performing arts right here from Northeast Ohio.
We will also tell you about what national major productions are coming to town. Don't miss it. Backstage with Lillian Pyles and Harry Boomer every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on voicehitradio.com.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, DJ Armani Range. We love to hear from you guys. It's your girl, DJ. Hey, what's up?
Dangerous!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, this is Dolores Gray of Brick House Wellness. I'm bringing you my new show, The Queen's Court. Please tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be discussing love, relationship, wellness, politics, and everything in between right here on VoiceItRadio.com.
Chris Collinsworth here. Your family's financial future doesn't have to be confusing. At Western and Southern, we translate all that financial jargon and give you practical solutions that fit your budget and help protect your family. Let us help. Talk to a Western and Southern financial translator today.
Hi, I'm Larry Roberson, your Western and Southern representative. Please give me a call at 330-734-6972. Once again, 330-734-6972.
Yeah, me too. A DJ Yomiyo, my body's blood clot DJ boy.
Gentlemen, it's time for We've Got Issues. Dangerous!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, this is Dolores Gray of Brick House Wellness. I'm bringing you my new show, The Queen's Court. Please tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be discussing love, relationship, wellness, politics, and everything in between right here on VoiceItRadio.com.
Chris Collins.
Hello, this is Larry H. Gardner, host of Headlines and Headaches on VoiceItRadio.com. Fentanyl is the leading cause of drug overdose deaths in Cuyahoga County. It is now found in powdered cocaine, crack cocaine, meth, and heroin. Any drug may contain fentanyl. If you use drugs, never use alone and carry Narcan in case of overdose. Call the Adams Board 24-hour addiction line and mental health crisis hotline at area code 216-623-6888. That's 216-623-6888 if you are ready for help.
We're back, Headlines and Headaches, a.k.a. Short House Baptist Church Part 2 with Pastor Aaron Phillips. That's why I played this song, Byron Cage, I Will Bless the Lord. And we're trying to bless everybody in Cleveland with the shot. So, Pastor Phillips, question about, you know, the movement with the COVID-19 shot. Is it just for Cleveland residents or anybody in Ohio can come down and get this shot?
Well, we have people who, well, let me be clear, the shots, and I'll circle back to finish my answer to that question about the church, but the shots at the Wolstein Center was designed to reach our community, the African-American community and the brown and Latino community. That's what it was designed for. But we know people from Stark County. Stark County used their public transportation to bus people all the way down to the Wolstein Center to get their shots. So we know that the shot is for everybody, and you just have to register for it. But we got some more. We got plenty of shots. There's more than enough. They're not all gone, and we need to get our folks. We might be in double digits. Might be in like 11 to 12% of African Americans in Cuyahoga County have been vaccinated. That's way low. We need to at least raise that to 75%. That's why we need 1,000 people to come out this coming Saturday. April 24th at noon to come down and march with us to give awareness demonstration for the vaccination. But we was talking offline, and Brother Porter told me that his stepdad was Fred Gray, who was the attorney for Rosa Parks, who made the selection that they needed a face. They were organizing the Selma bus boycott, and they needed a face to really promote. That's what you need for everything, and that's just smart marketing. So those are two very smart people. And in that time, Brother Larry, there was many other churches and pastors in Selma who've been there a long time. They refused. They didn't want to be controversial. They thought that was too much for the church to get involved with. But very educated Martin Luther King was actually selected to fail. But God knows exactly what he's doing.
Right.
And we have streets named after him and a holiday named after him. So out of these movements, my only point is the church has always been not only a part of the movement, they have been leaders in the movement. And we need to embrace that as our community. One of the reasons why the church is so important to the black community, because it's the only institution that black folks run. And when people need to really understand that and make that clear, when you're talking about the AME Church and all those bishops, right, and all that organization, mm-hmm, all those are African-American people. You're talking about the Baptist Church, our denomination. Now, and you know, you and I have, Larry, have black friends who go to white churches, but they're not on the trustee board. They're not running anything. They're not making decisions. So it's in the black community where the only institution that we absolutely run. Before we start running these cities and before we start running these counties and before we started running Washington, D.C., which we now do, we make no mistake about it. We had a black president, and now we have a black vice president. So before we got to all of running all of that, we first began being leaders and running the institution called the black church. That's why it's so important.
So the thing about it is, like, and now everybody is experiencing, like, some of the churches haven't been supportive of the African-American community, like some of the mega churches, saying no names, you know, people know. What do you think about the opinions of some people who have been, you know, distant from the church lately?
You mean the people been distant or the church been distant from the people?
The church being distant from the people.
Well, you know, that's just true about I like to say it this way. I love football. I mean, I am a football enthusiast. I'm going to watch me some football. I played football. It was my sport. I wanted to be a professional football player. That is my game. But when we know that the NFL have some issues and some problems and some situations. But that's not doesn't mean I'm going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So when you there are some issues that I'm not saying the church is without issue. It's an institution,
right,
like any other. It has issues, but you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And there are many for every one or two churches that are not involved that should be. I can show you 25 that are. So there are more, and that's the issue. That's the problem. We don't know. There's a lot of churches doing a lot of good work right here in our community. All of our organizations, then and of themselves, are doing a lot of good work. For example, the Baptist Ministers Conference, Larry, took water down to folks in Mississippi. The United Pastor and Mission is the one who led the fight to make sure that we had vaccinations available, Bishop Larry Macon, in our community. We had a whole press conference about that. The Cleveland Clergy Coalition, as you know, on a regular basis is providing jobs for people on a regular basis. That we are always advocating for economic strength and making sure that we have economic justice in our community. So we're always doing. As a matter of fact, we was taking people to work during the pandemic, and we're starting that work right back up again. So there are many churches and organizations that are doing a lot of good things right here in our community. We're not the only ones. I know many churches have schools and daycares, and and we need to highlight those. Bishop Dr. Andrew Clark has a great ministry right there on Woodland Avenue, right down the street here, where he has a daycare and is ministering to people on a regular basis, has an arts program. We have many churches. Pastor C.J. Matthews is always on the cutting edge and meeting the needs of people. They also have a housing senior service housing center. So we have many churches who are doing great work right here in our community. And so for every one church that's not involved and like they ought to be, I will show you 20 to 25 more that are.
All right. Well, don't get mad at me. I gave you the headache question. Got to give you the headache question. So I'm going to like, a couple of years ago, there was a man, Mr. Ty Williams, Tyron E. Williams, who was actually on my show. He called in.
Yeah.
North Coast Natural Health Solutions.
Yes, sir.
That flopped.
Yes, sir.
You know, and there was a lot of controversy. That's, you know, when the clergy coalition, you know, was given manufacturing jobs, that came out of that controversy about the North Coast Natural Health Solutions, the supposedly first hemp plant, supposed to be here in Ohio, and it fell through.
Right.
How do you feel about, you know, the aftermath of that and the negativity that was surrounding the not only the, you know, the pastors, you know, Greater Abyssinia, yourself, and things of that nature? How do you feel about that now? Because it's too, like, people are still feeling some of the effects from it, but it's 2 years later. So how do you
feel
about
it? Has it been just 2 years?
Yeah, just close to being that way.
Oh, I was hoping it'd been longer than that. Larry, I have not spoken publicly about this, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you the exclusive on this. I have never spoken out loud about this since the, even on my own radio broadcast, since that very disappointing situation.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely, myself, Pastor Aaron Phillips, and Reverend Dr. E.T. Cavins, and the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, absolutely was 150,000% in with Ty Williams and bringing the hemp manufacturing here. We helped him, specifically helped him get the building that they were in. We were bringing resource to him to make sure that we could get this done. We were all promised by him that this was going to happen, that this was going to be a great thing. And so we saw a vision. And we saw that this could be transformative to our community. That we even engaged our elected officials, who we have great relationship with. One particular Councilman Polinsic,
yeah.
Was really very extremely helpful. And we was really, our goal was to bring transformation to our community, providing jobs right here in the city of Cleveland. And the mayor's office was on board. We were really working and not getting a dime. I never received one penny myself from Mr. Williams. As a matter of fact, I gave him money, and over about $3,000 out of my personal money that I gave him for support. I never received one penny from that, and I was most, if anybody would like to talk about somebody being disappointed, you know, I laugh at the people who were disappointed. I mean, I laugh at because not because it's funny, but when you know, if you knew what I lost in comparison to what you lost,
right,
there's no comparison. So I laugh at that. So that's nothing. I would switch shoes, Larry, with those people who were going down to work, thinking they were getting paid from at the paid training at Tri-C. I would switch places with them any moment. I would do it right now, and I would from what the pain and the misery and the loss that I lost as personally and ministry wise. All a person has is their reputation, Larry. And not only did I lose money,
mm-hmm,
and time and energy, and,
right,
and I even lost some very valuable relationships to me. Very valuable relationships to me,
yeah.
And it was very difficult. And not only that, but after all of that, Larry, after all I put in, and after all I and given my money and all the sacrifices I made without pay, the man fired me.
Really?
He fired me.
Yeah.
He literally fired me and was talking negatively about me. I mean, he literally did that. I couldn't believe it, and it just was devastating. I did not do anything but forgive him. I forgive him to this day. You know, that was very disappointing. I tell people, if that same opportunity would come again, I would do the same thing all over again, but I would be believing for hope for our people, because that's what it's about. We always have to have some hope for our people and have some change, and things don't always work out. That didn't, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop working. I didn't go run and hide and tuck my tail or anything, because I did nothing wrong. Got right back up on the saddle and started doing things that make a difference. We just this week took 5 people out, Larry, to a die-cast company who got a job. They're actually testing those people. If you test positive for marijuana with these jobs, you can still keep your job. So we just hired some people, and we're taking them to work. We've been taking folks to real jobs on a regular basis. So what I did, I didn't get bitter. I got better. And this is the first time I ever talked about that. I probably won't talk about it ever again.
Right.
But since you're my dear brother, then I thank God for you. I have no regrets. I don't you know, hate, dislike, or none of that. I forgave. I believe in forgiveness. And you got to live what you preach. So I preach forgiveness. God has been so good and forgiving to me. The least I could do is forgive those who hurt me, and because God got my back, and He always has, and I thank God for just looking out for me. And I continue to hold my head up high, and thank God. I will always follow the lead of Reverend Dr. D.T. Kavanagh, and I'll always want to do what's in the best interest of the Cleveland community while I'm here. That's my assignment.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, some reason I brought it up because I was down there training, and I received, and everybody knows that I ripped Mr. Williams when I found out that, you know, you don't play. There's 2 things you don't play with Larry Gardner. You don't play with the money. You don't play with my son.
Right.
And
right.
The thing about it is, it's like around about my son's birthday, I received that thing from Mr. Williams as far as the check, and it bounced like LeBron bounces a basketball. So the thing about it is that I was... Now, this is Larry Gardner, not the radio show host, but Larry Gardner from Lee and Harvard, about to go see Mr. Williams where he was. I got a call, and I talked to Deacon Freeman. Deacon Marvin Freeman can attest to this. He's like, don't go. So he called Pastor Phillips. Pastor Phillips called me. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go over there. Don't do it. Just pray. Calm down. I got you. Right. You did. You know, I was like, because I was steamed, you know,
right.
forget the soup, forget headlines, forget voice of radio. I'm like, you playing with my money
right.
around my son's birthday? And my son called me, like he called me via Skype.
Right.
Said, you know, you still doing stuff on my birthday. Like, yeah, daddy found a way. And through grace of good Lord, found a way. So, yeah, I do owe you a debt of gratitude. That's what I wanted to say. I'm like, I don't agree with him all the time, but I like when he called me, he was like, I know you're mad.
Right. But let me just say one thing. I just want to make one correction.
Right.
Not just don't play with your money. Don't play with your son. It really is. Don't play with Larry Gardner.
Right.
Period. How about that? Just don't play with. As a dude, you just don't play with. I'm just telling you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I just want to start to clear that up, Larry.
Thank you very much. So we're going to go to break on that. We're going to break one of your favorite artists in mine, Charlie Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Blessed.
Yes,
we'll be
I
right
love
back.
This song.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Man,
in the last
he's playing
bar.
Some great music.
He is.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just like the barber, and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh. Yes, I'm blessed.
We are. We're available 24 hours a day,
7 days a week on voiceofradio.com.
Hey, this is your girl, Laura Cowan of Laura Cowan's Empowerment Hour. Check me out every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. live right here on voiceitradio.com.
Piles.
And I'm Harry Boomer.
Join us every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be covering all aspects of theater, film, and the performing arts right here from Northeast Ohio.
We will also tell you about what national major productions are coming to town. Don't miss Backstage with Lillian Piles and Harry Boomer every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on voiceitradio.com.
This is Dr. Dre from Yo and TV Raps Today. You're listening to Voice Hit Radio right here. Check it out.
This is Greg Champion of GDC Solutions, LLC. You're tuned in to voiceitradio.com.
DJ Danny, a.k.a. Mr. Gunther, Yellow Taliban Dan. I'm here with voiceitradio.com.
Hey, what's poppin'? This is Don De Niro, Mr. Money for the Gringos, and you already know I'm tuned in to voiceitradio.com.
G-Fresh checking in all the way down from the Midwest, Naptown. What it do, Cleveland? What's happening, man?
This your boy, Money Making Campaign, and when I'm out here with Adventures Music, we rocking with Voice It Radio.
Yo, 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 what's good? JJ Cicero in the building. And whether I'm in Cali or whether I'm in Cleveland, I'm always rocking out with voiceitradio.com. One love.
Can I kick it?
Yo, this is Dr. Dre from Yo and TV Raps Today. You're listening to Voice Hit Radio right here. Check it out.
We are Voice Hit Radio, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on voiceitradio.com.
Eat 'em up.
Whether you're a Clevelander by birth or choice, sizzle on down to Ohio City Barbecue and taste our award-winning ribs, pulled pork, and tender brisket, located at 3829 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. For all your barbecue needs, catering, or delivery, give us a call at 216-417-5987.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy EP, the show host, and you are tuned in to the number one internet station in all the land, voiceitradio.com.
Hi, this is Queen Elder Jacqueline Swales Goodrum. Tune in to Daughters of the Nile every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at voiceitradio.com.
Hello, this is Zulma Zavala, President and CEO for East End Neighborhood House, and I host your weekly East End Neighborhood wrap-up show here on Voice It Radio from 2 to 3 p.m. every Friday. Tune in.
Yes, this is Bill Silverby Richards, and if you want help for suicidal tendencies, mental health, gambling, heroin use, or other drug use, there's no other place to visit but www.adamhscc.org. That's the Board of Cuyahoga Counties, the Adams Board. And call 216-623-6888 in the mix.
This is Al Porter. That's Al Porter Jr. from Al Porter's Hip Hop Workshop, heard only on voiceitradio.com. And if you or if you know someone who needs help with drug addiction, gambling, suicide, feel free to call the Adams Board. That's the Adams Board at 216-623-6888. That's 216-623-6888. Or go to the website of www.adamhscc.org. That's www.adamhscc.org.
I thank you, Lord, for my birth and everything that's followed. I thank you, Lord, for today, and I will pray for tomorrow. I thank you, Lord, for the love of my life and a friend. I made a promise, and I'm loving my wife to the end. I thank you, Lord, for your guidance, because it's all that counts. And right here, right now, Lord, this is your house. I thank you, Lord, for a dream that came true to light. And I ask you to bless everybody in this room tonight. I don't always do the right thing, and I ask you to forgive me, because I need you here with me. Without you in my life, it's empty. I think back how some people did me like violence was the remedy. And because I think of that now, I pray for my enemy. Not because of what I'll do, but because they don't know. There's something better after here, but everybody won't go. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me. I will not abuse it, nor will I lead them astray. You see, I love them like children that I see every day. And I pray, no, we pray together. Get us through the bad weather, and we love you forever. Let your thought and my heart go hand in hand. I first thought but to start, but I stand a man. And for as long as I can, as long as you permit me, please give me the strength I need to live.
All right, we're back. That was DMX.
I recognize that voice.
Yeah, that was DMX. The reason why I said that it was DMX is because we lost him to heart attack age 50. And the reason that I played that is because no matter where you are or who you are, that God is always in control. So,
amen.
So,
well said.
So, 216-772-0500 is the number to call in. That's why I played it. And the thing about it is, like, no matter how hardcore you may think, DMX prayed. And one of the best parts of his CDs, I think almost every CD that he had, especially the top-selling ones, he always said a prayer. So what do you think, Pastor, what do you think about if DMX is praying? What do you think about, you know, other young people that need to follow suit as far as...
Well, you know, I don't know if these young folks know exactly who DMX is. You know, I listened to DMX as a younger man when he first came out. His voice and his patterns, speech patterns, reminds you of Tupac. And his how he accented on words. And he was very real with his rap music. He spoke about things that were relevant as well as spoke about fun things, which Tupac did. And I think I had every one when they were still making CDs. I had all the DMX CDs. If he made one, I had one. And you're right. I didn't, and everybody doesn't know that on every one of his CD, he has at least one prayer. One CD, he has two. That double one that he has. So it's a great loss for the world, not just for the black community, but for and the art community and the rap world. It's a great loss for all of us, and God rest in peace, my dear brother, DMX. And I think that it would do us good to have just to be reminded how important God is in our life. You know, that's what church also does. It reminds us how important and our spirituality is, and we can never get beyond and get so get beyond ourselves so much that we forget that we have to be spiritual. It's not just about having material things on this world, or it's not just about having all of our rights, but there is another destination. This world is not our home. But more importantly, even if it is, you still need to live a good, spiritual, right, healthy life. And that's what Christianity is really all about, not just preparing ourselves for the afterlife, but even preparing us to live right now. And It's a healthy reminder, no matter what art form that you're in, whether you're an athlete or you're in business world or in the church world, educational field, finance, whatever your field might be, broadcasting, whatever it might be, manufacturing, that our first priority is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add everything unto us. That's a real
right.
thing.
Amen.
And, that's what DMX was just doing, as we should always do. You don't have to be a deacon in the church to be saved. You can be a rapper and still know Jesus Christ. You can. You don't have to rap. Is it Lecrae? Is it the Christian rapper? He's pretty good. But you don't have to be Lecrae. You can be DMX. You can be young NBA boy and need to get saved. Who really needs to get saved?
That right. You can be a young boy. Yeah.
He really needs to be saved.
He needs a lot of. He needs some hands laid on him.
Absolutely.
Somebody's like Lil Nas X needs some hands laid on him.
Right. That's what I mean. So we're getting further and further away from our spirituality in these professions, and we need to be reminded, you know. DMX, he was spiritual because he grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. You know, these NBA young boy don't know nothing about church. There's a whole generation out there, Larry, that you know it like I know it, that has never darkened the church door. Now they're grown, and they're having children. And so that's where we are. 47% of Americans now go to church. Lowest attendance ever been in America.
47%?
Under 50% of Americans go to attend church. That's the state of affairs.
African Americans make up 15% of this country.
So just think about how. Just think that through. And you wonder what's that? Why aren't we looking at our communities? Because we're not coming together spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that. We need to do that.
And the thing about it is, we need to, because of the situations with the military guy that was, you know, pepper sprayed by the cops, Dante Wright, who was killed
mm-hmm.
by a woman. There's no mistake between a taser and a gun.
Absolutely not.
And if you think that, then you need to be off the force, period. So, right. And also with the military guy, the white guy, all the young boy was doing just walking in his neighborhood, and he bullied this black boy. And I think speaking of congregation, the neighborhood, the black neighborhood congregation congregated on his front yard, you know, like, you can't do this to all of us. So,
right.
You know, the coming together, the civil rights movement started in the church.
That's right.
So we need to come together as a people. Is that?
Absolutely. Just imagine, Larry, if all the churches, I've been saying this for years, if all the churches who collect money on Sunday decided not to go to the bank on Monday, we all just kept our money and stayed at home. Banks would close. I mean, we have real economic power when we unify and come together. And I think that's true about every solution. If we come together as a people spiritually, first, we could really change the makeup of our communities. Most of our churches even are in right in the neighborhood, in the
right.
neighborhood still. And I choose to stay in the neighborhood. Many of our pastors choose to stay. They have opportunities to move their ministries out in the suburbs, and thank God suburbians need ministry. But we need transformation right here at home, right here. Right across on 131st Street, right here on 116th and Miles, where we are, right over there, 105. We need transformation, real transformation, right there, and that's why the church is so important.
Exactly. A couple of people said hello to you, Meredith Turner and Dr. Richard Montgomery on my Facebook.
Two of my very dear friends.
Right.
Two of my very dear friends. Dr. Montgomery is a very intelligent young man. He's been fighting a good fight out there in Euclid for years.
Yes.
By rights, he should really be the mayor of the city of Euclid. And, Meredith Turner, who can say enough about
there's nothing
what a beautiful
like,
soul.
Right.
What a beautiful soul.
Right. There's really absolutely.
Just a breath of fresh air. I just love to see her in the room, you know.
Everybody.
She's so smart, and she's so bright, and she is always fighting for our people. She's a true warrior.
You know
what I'm speaking about. She's a true warrior.
Exactly. We gotta go. If nobody tells you that they love you today, I do. God bless you all. We are leaving with Pastor Aaron Phillips. Optimistic. We will be optimistic
right.
by the sounds of blackness. We are gonna make a change for the better. But right now, remember April 24th, that march from noon to 4 over at Greater Epicenter 105. So remember that.
April 24th.
April 24th.
High noon. We'll look for you. We're looking to see you there, Larry. We're going to be there.
Right. Get the shot.
Get the shot. Take the shot.
Peace.
Take the shot.
Peace.